What's up, guys? This is Andrea with the Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a wonderful morning, day, or night, whatever time of the day you are listening to this podcast episode at. I love you guys. I'm so proud of us. If you've been following me for several years, I'm really proud of us. I'm proud of the growth and experience that we've had as people post-pandemic, but in addition to that, just kind of what we're allowing and not allowing into our space, into our life, into our minds, into, you know, our family, into those things. You know, each generation things get better, and some things, I don't want to say they don't get better, they change, and sometimes that can be uncomfortable. There are some things that I wish could always stay the same, but that's just not, that's not life, right? Not everything stays the same, but there is the golden rule, and the golden rule is do unto others as you want done unto you, and take no crap and be kind, right? Harm none. So I think if that's your track, then you are on a good track. If you're out here doing harm and stuff, you may want to self-evaluate. There is a wonderful title that I have started with this podcast series of the self-hating Mexican. And I've tiddled, you know, gone back and forth about, is this too much? And, you know, is this exactly what I want to say? You know, is this exactly the message that I want to put out there? Self-hating Mexican, self-hating Mexican-American. There's so many different titles you can put out there. And the point is, there's a story to be told. And as humans, and I can't speak from some perspectives because I'm not in that bubble, right? I can't speak what it is to be blind and deaf, and I can't speak what it is to be 6 foot. I can't speak what it is to be, you know, anorexic. I say that not with disrespect to the anorexic community, but more because, like, it's not ever been something, you know, to the contrary. Eating disorders have been prevalent in my life. Substance abuse and just these types of things that have caused self-hatred. And or the root cause was self-hatred, and these were the conditions that came about because of that root problem. Having the time and space and the desire to learn why things are the way they are. And I say as a natural solution seeker, and I don't want to say that that's just a hero title. It can get pretty tiring sometimes to always, why? It's exhausting because it doesn't rest. My brain doesn't rest with just letting things go the way they are and not question it, typically. But, you know, with whatever mental health things pop up, you know, you question things. And sometimes, you know, that hyperfixation, being hyper-focused, that's one of the traits that can benefit me. And as I dove into healing myself to become a better parent, ideally that was my first reason. So, you know, I'm very thankful for my children. I didn't think I was going to have children. I didn't think that was a possibility for me. And so having that is just something that, the title of motherhood is something that I don't take lightly. And, you know, I've always just been in my head about things, and, you know, this is how things have to be. This is how it's done. This is what needs to be done. And so that lack of emotional availability really created turmoil within myself, and having the, you know, the inner critic really become loud. Can you imagine if you're not at peace with yourself You're literally like opening the door to just say, hey, world, you know, hit me, and the world will hit you. Not only because you seem to be like in that vibration, so you are in that funk. Let's just say that you're in that funk. Traes la carota, right? You're like, ugh, 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 always complaining or just something, right? Because you don't feel good. And so you start to then attract that, or people who are also, you know, self-loathing and all of this stuff. And before you know it, you will find a common group, but it doesn't mean it's the best group for you, and it doesn't mean that you're at your best self. And while we take accountability, we're not blaming ourselves for anything or others for where they're at. It's really important to see what it is and what it isn't, and to call it what it is, and to allow it to be what it isn't. You know, we play off a lot of these things. This is a series, by the way. So we play off a lot of these things as, you know, just the way we are, and toxica, and a lot of the series, they have interesting names like that, and you know, the amargadas or criticonas, like all these things, right? And we laugh at them, we play with it, because that is how we cope. It's a coping mechanism. It's not a good one, but it's a coping mechanism where we turn tragedias to comedias. I think I heard that in a Lupio Rivera song once, and you know, they do covers for artists, and that those words, I was like, okay, I see how that is. That is cultural. It might be cultural in other cultures, but like I said, this is my culture, so I will speak on what I know. And seeing that type of behavior and just accepting it, nobody is going to say, this is unhealthy, this is wrong, you need to be accountable, because we love the people we are with. And some may not even know that it is that, but they just know there's just something missing, right? And as much as I want to say that God and Jesus is God, you want to fill the void, maybe someday you'll get there with that. Someday, maybe you won't. But that doesn't mean that you don't have the right to heal. That doesn't mean that you don't have the right to feel better about yourself, even if it's just 1 inch for today. That doesn't mean anything in terms of what you are worth. And so the term self-hating Mexican, self-hating Mexican-American, right? These terms, we don't really realize what we're doing until we're out of the inner circle and exposed in another environment. People do things in their home, and they go to college, and their friends, you know, or high school, or in the workplace, they're like, why are you doing that? That's so odd. Especially if you work with a diverse community, or when you go to college, and so you pick up habits and traits that are different to your culture. And to you, you know, there may come a time where you start to feel shame, or you get shamed or guilted or anything, right? And America is a melting pot. So we're going to have a lot of different backgrounds in every American. And that's not only to Latin America or North America, you know, Mexico, Mexico. It's surely from anywhere. You know, somebody, you know, I know for a fact a lot of my Asian friends, you know, fish is just something that it's healthy. You know, I know that, and that's really popular in a lot of the foods and diets. And I have never experienced this, but I mean, I like salmon too. I like fish too, right? We like mariscos. And so you imagine going to the office and not knowing that, you know, like, you know only what you know in your household. And you're like, man, I got some sardines and rice. You're just going to heat it up. And people are like, oh my God, what's that smell? And you're going to feel embarrassed, right? And, or I don't know, you bust out like the queso fresco, and it's just like pungent. There's this other type of cheese from different. There's so many different cheeses from Mexico, and a lot of it, they're more pungent than others. So, you know, or you heat up something, and I have had this happen. You heat up something, someone goes, "What is that?" Right, with the wrinkled nose and the eyes, like, "Oh," and maybe manners will help them say, "Oh, that looks interesting," or "That looks." Just don't even say anything. It's awkward, right? These microaggressions. And they'll really have you being like, "I can never take that back again." Or you go to the full of the spectrum. Like, "I'm going to take that every day to put it in her face." Like, there's no in between. But that's what I'm here for. I want to talk about having an in between and normalizing this. Especially if you are in an office where I've worked in institutions that promote, and you know, the Hispanic leading institutions, and you know, as an employee or worker, that I didn't feel any of that, with the exception of a handful of people. But it was almost comical to see how that is, you know, pronounced on, like, on their messaging, when you know, the feeling of that inclusiveness could be anything further from the truth, with the exception, like I said, in handful of a few people. Or a few people were, you know, decent, and some of the people are just like, "Wow, you know, you're really out here just doing what you do, and God bless you." But I think having teachers, you know, be hypercritical of you, having you know, people talk about bullying in school, but sometimes it's teachers, right, that can, like, traumatize kids from a certain age. Sometimes it is the bullying, right? And sometimes it's, you know, even family, you know, where they think it's a joke, and, you know, the nicknames that are given, it's just like, you know, quit being so sensitive. That's the thing. Oh, they're too soft and sensitive. But yet, those people, when they come into a scenario, they want people to treat them with sensitivity and care, which is odd. You know, if you're going to be tough cookie all the way around. You know, if you're going to dish them, take them. And in addition to that, I think you can't pick and choose, you know. You can't pick and choose who you're going to, you got to be that way all the time. And when people aren't, like, you just say you got a grumpy person, right, in your family or your circle, but they just always seem to single you out, that's a little different. Now, if they're jerks to everyone, you can kind of take that and be like, "Oh, you know, así es mi tía, así es mi tío, así es mi papá, así es mamá." It's just however they are, you know. And I think that makes a world of difference, obviously. How you're treated in the early parts of your life, because that can really develop into how you see yourself. And there's two parts to that. You know, if you're treated well and you go into a space, it's like, "Ew, what is that?" And you're like, "Oh, right." And then here comes the self-loathing. "What's wrong with me? Why don't I do this? I'm just going to eat, I don't know, pasta or something, you know, something not so Mexican or stuff," right? Or you go into the complete opposite, you know, part of that. Either one is going to carry its own weight. It's going to carry its own weight on you. And you start to get, you know, the inner critic. You start to have all of that. You start to get little to no praise. And you just learn to deal with it, you know. It's not a groveling thank you for everything that you do. And maybe some people need that. Maybe some people cringe at that. But if you're not raised with that, and you have somebody whose love language is that, when you get older, you're going to hit those things. Or when somebody gives you a compliment, you're not going to know how to deal with it. You're going to say something like, "Oh my gosh, you look so pretty." You're going to say something like, "Oh, this old thing?" Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Stop doing that when people give you compliments. Start working on your self-esteem. Start working on your self-esteem, and as uncomfortable as it is, say thank you, and that's it. Not "thank you, you too, girl, you look good," unless it's genuine. Not "this old thing," oh, not "si me bañé." No, thank you. And appreciate that. Take it like it's their sincere thing. And even for some weird reason, it's not sincere, take it. Take it. Because you love yourself. You love how you look. Otherwise, you wouldn't have left the house looking the way you do. And if you do neglect yourself, you do neglect your self-care, you do neglect your health, stop it. Just getting up every day, putting on makeup, getting dressed, doing a cute, messy bun if that works for you, do that, right? Do something or dress, you know, do your makeup, do your eyes, do your something that makes you feel good, your hair, put on that perfume, wear those pants that you just love the way you feel in them, or that shirt or something, those shoes. Listen to that music, have that cup of coffee, make one of your special breakfasts that you like to eat for yourself. Start your day off with just an inch of self-love if that's all you can give yourself that day. During this series, we're going to have quite a few topics. This is just kind of the introduction. We're going to kick off several topics. I'm going to have some guest commentary. I would love to have guests. I have a few that have, you know, gladly contributed to this series. So as I'm looking to grow more and put this out there so that we can be better. I think when you know better, you do better. And that is the purpose of this entire podcast channel, is to share that. Doesn't get as much attention as, I don't know, other things. I don't know. But if one person listens to this and they start to see, this sounds like me, this looks like me, maybe this is something I need to do. Maybe this is something I need to lean into and listen. I'll have descriptions in the series box, so you can catch the one that best sounds like something you may listen to, and then they'll be titled accordingly. Self-hating Mexican is a very broad term. It's a very broad idea, but you know, I wanted to generalize that because there are so many different, we come in so many different shapes and sizes. Our issues do, I should say, rather. We are fine, but, you know, some of the baggage we carry has different things, right? And so talking about, you know, the people pleasing and what that looks like, and the self-loathing and the self-hatred and converting that into self-esteem. And, you know, right now, let me give you a quick exercise. Right now, I want you to list 5 things you like about yourself. I'm going to wait in silence for a little bit. If you were able to list 5 things you liked about yourself, that's good. I want you, and if you didn't, that's okay too. I want you to now list another 5 things, and another 5 things, and another 5 things, and another 5 things, until you're up to 25 things you like about yourself. And that's where it gets challenging. All the way up to 100 things you like about yourself. And I like my eyelashes, I like my eyes, I like the color of my... I don't care how granular you get, you list it. But make sure you're being honest with yourself. I was talking with a friend recently and she said, I had to tell somebody a fun fact about me. And she's like, I drew a blank. I'm like, yeah, I know that, you know, why should we hire you? Tell me a fun fact about you, right? Oh, I can dance forever. I mean, there's so many things that we think we like and we know, and you know, on our best day we can give you a whole list, but What about when you're just being there and you're every day? Not slouching, okay, because that is also something that we're going to change here. But when you're there and you're listing 25 things. Imagine if I say work up to 100. If you make, okay, the hello at theandreaeffect.com. If you make a list of 100 things, email them to me. You can even write down the day you started to the day you finished. Or the time, sorry, I should say. Because we knock it out in one day. I love you. I love it. But if you want to start this series and make a list of, you know, let's just say 25. Or if you want to do it big and do 100. When you start this series, start a list of 100 or 25 things you like about yourself. And keep moving. Keep growing. Every time you listen to another episode in this series, see what it is you can take from that, right? Each of these are going to have kind of like an embedded worksheet, if you will, something like this. So you're going to have a conflict resolution, right? You're going to have whatever you have, what we're talking about, it's going to have like a little game play plan for you afterwards. So we could start with that, right? When we start with doing so much and being so much to everyone, you can literally break yourself down. And when you don't feel good and you're exhausted, right? You're neglecting yourself. You're complaining. So you gotta stop complaining. You gotta avoid complaining as much as you can. I know it's easy to call up, you know, your relative and you complain and cheese them, but it doesn't feed the soul. It doesn't, it's gonna keep you in that loop. So if you're not ready to leave that loop, like, I get it. But if you're ready to be better and do better and just change and grow and bloom, which is my word of the year, then take these steps. If not, save this for later when you've had enough. Because nobody can tell you when enough is enough, right? But if you're tired of the inner critic, if you're tired of your harsh self-talk, or if you're tired of these piercing, you know, comments and stuff that affected you, if you're tired of the self-loathing and you just find everyone who's always like complaining and doing that, you're like, cool, so like what are we doing about it, you know? And nobody's doing anything. They're just drinking it away, sleeping it away, doing whatever, sleeping around. You know, if you're finding yourself with opportunities but yet you're afraid to dream big, you can't see it for yourself because you don't think you're worthy of it. Continue to listen to this. If you're afraid of, or you catch yourself self-sabotaging things, and you're not allowing your happiness. Like, you have happiness coming in, and then you're like, remember that one sad thought that happened, or things that happened 3 years ago? Yeah, that sucked. And you bring yourself down. Tú misma te tumbas tu rollo, o tú mismo. And so, if you catch yourself doing that, then please stay here. If you feel insecure around others, let me tell you, like, it's normal, okay? Some of this is human. Everyone has some type of self-hatred, right? We just need to know when to stop it so you don't just sit there self-loathing and self-pity. There's always going to be something you don't like about yourself, something you want to better about yourself. What are you actively doing about it? What are you doing to stop it? Or are you just sitting there complaining and talking to anybody that'll listen about the same thing, the same thing? You know, finding yourself, you know, getting used, getting played, getting, you know, getting the short end of the stick, asking, why do I give? And because you're not loving yourself. And you're around people who don't love themselves, and they sure in the heck don't love you. And since you're not loving yourself, you're not able to identify what loving someone who loves themselves does, because you may be even labeling them as arrogant, as mamona, as presumida, as egoísta. All these things that you were taught meant that equaled that those actions of self-love was really that. But what is the opposite? What is the alternative? Wearing yourself down to then complain that que nadie me ayuda en esta casa. You know, you play the martyr and that makes you better. That makes you holier. That makes you more of a woman. That makes you a good person. Only people who are going to call you good are the people who can take advantage of you in that situation, or who are equally running around with low self-esteem and self-hatred that they're not taking any action towards fixing. You have it in you to be more. And I believe you can. Because I've done it. And I've not done it. So, like, I didn't do it because I didn't know. And then I learned. And then I did it. And then I stopped. And then I realized that this is, like, this is such a cliche saying, but this is a lifestyle change. This isn't a diet. This isn't the Andrea Effect podcast channel series. This is a lifestyle change. Because we're going to talk about those things. It's going to bother you to your core. You probably, if you're here still, you're like, what do you know? Right? Maybe you're still emotionally immature, emotionally unavailable. Maybe you haven't gone that deep yet on some things. Because I don't know you from Timbuktu. Like, I don't know you. I don't know who's listening to this. Maybe I don't like you in person. Maybe I do. I don't know. But you know what? I have a message and a word to share, and anybody can get that for sure. Because these are messages from my soul. These are messages that of things that have worked. These are messages of things that need to stop the self-hatred, the self-loathing, the unworthiness, the low self-esteem. You're making decisions from a low vibration, so you're going to keep having the same results until you change. Because if we keep going through 50 men and 50 bottles and 50,000 and 50,000 sky miles and all these things, yet there's no peace and there's no resolution, you gotta look within. And that's the hardest. And it's gonna hit you. And that's okay. Because the peace you feel once you've started this, you ain't gonna care about anything else. At all. And you don't have to run away from it. And you don't have to run away from yourself. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please stay tuned to theandreaeffect.com. You're going to see that there's journals on the website. So we have like daily journals where you can write. And then I have like an annual journal so you can kind of map out your year. Those are two separate things. One of the journals has kind of an affirmations piece and, you know, really kind of writing your life, what you want to see, what you want to include. And you can do that in the start of your day. There's a section to wrap up the evening. And if you're an entrepreneur, we have the Bald Business Membership, where only for $1 a month, you're able to subscribe and you get content for your business. You get content for different types of things. Special audios that are not included in the public podcast is also available there. And in addition to that, you get notes like white papers and stuff from me, just plans and things like that. Again, just helping entrepreneurs guide their way and see that they're not just the boss. We're so multifaceted. So you have topics covering leadership. We talk about entrepreneurship. We talk about self love. We talk about strategy, you know, handling, tackling things from delegating and stuff like that. Marketing. And then you have healing, right? Talking about those things. Again, everyone is on their own path and their own journey, but if any of those things excite you and you are an entrepreneur, go check it out. I made it like just dumb affordable that there's no way that, you know, you can't you can add that to your schedule of expenses as business expenses. I think you're going to write off like 12 bucks for the year. I don't know. And I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about the right people hearing it, so they, on their entrepreneurial path, do not feel alone. And me, for, you know, this podcast, for me making this episode is uncomfortable. And we're going to just do that. So, yeah, we're going to talk about those things we need to talk about, because otherwise they're not going to get solved. We're not going to be able to see the solutions. We're going to keep on the loop. And if we do not fix what's going on, the loop will repeat itself tomorrow. And I know we're smarter than that. I know that. I know a lot of you are. I know a lot of you are like, this can't be it. Well, it's not, but you got to put in the work. You can't expect to see results from the work you're not doing, right? Make sure you're in alignment with your truth. Talk it, walk it, be it. I'm here to answer anything. You guys already have the email, hello@theandreaeffect.com. Shoot me a message there. We have my old email. I still get them there as well, but now I get some help answering. Let's knock down those old things and leave that in the past. And let's build a brand new you that is allowing your authenticity to come out. And most importantly, making sure that you feel that love and happiness and peace that is your divine right to feel. And the purpose of this podcast is to remind you that, you're worthy of a good life. And I hope you believe that. I hope you believe that. You're worthy of a good love, of a good life, of a good family, of peace, of everything that has come to your mind. Everyone has a different vision in their dream life, and that's for a reason. I don't care if it's the general money, fame, big house. Like, I don't care if it's just materialistic and you got 10 people in the room, it's still going to ring differently for each and every one of them. And if it came to you, you know, I got this farm, this house, whatever it is, that's because it's meant to be yours. Hopefully this is a podcast that can help you let go of the things that no longer serve you, just like that, right? And we move forward that. We're going to dive into some techniques throughout this podcast. I am a neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, so I will be able to help with some of that, and I really hope you guys stay tuned. Muchas gracias. Thank you for listening to the intro, and stay tuned for the new series dropping every week for you guys. Besitos y bendiciones. Y vamos, baby. Go check out my socials. Follow me there. If you're not following me, I'm on most social media platforms, under the Andrea Effect on IG, TikTok, WhatsApp, Snapchat, Twitter, LinkedIn, The Face, of course. Thank you guys so much. Talk to you soon.